Let's return to Gab Dodge's three statements. And at the same time, gather together in this moment within ourselves all the training we've been doing for the last couple of years. Now, that both should not be difficult or pose any challenge because we've been taking our training off the cushion every day in creating our day and in our aspiration to be the best person that we can be, because we know that that benefits others, it benefits the environment, it benefits the world. And we have that aspiration and that intention, you know, through the day. So it shouldn't be difficult. Let's go to something we've been doing recently. So we're sitting here. Our eyes are open. Our senses are fully on, and we are registering ever more and more the simultaneity and the riches of any moment's incarnated experience. So just sit with that for a minute. We're not necessarily itemizing. And yet, at the same time, there's a noticing. There's a noticing of, again, what we're sitting on or the contact or whatever sensation, right? Our eyes. So there's a noticing, but not necessarily an itemizing, a listing. We are present. And as we do just this, two things are probably already happening. One is an increase of presence, centeredness, and so forth, tranquility. And a sense of bliss in its own way, certainly not over the top, probably, but the riches, the vibrancy, the radiance, the riches, the absolute wealth of the moment that all of our senses, our external ones and internal ones, are being allowed to reveal. So a sense of goodness, a sense of maybe not yet awe, but something along that line is already happening. And by now, all manner of subtlety in each person's experience, is probably becoming obvious. How subtle tranquility is, and its subtones, for example, that beauty is in the present moment. It has less to do with the ornamentation that our eyes are seeing or that our senses are experiencing. It has more to do with that it's just true. That life actually has a lot of beauty. Each moment has a lot of beauty. It's a subtle thing. It's not about shape and form. Those are just two examples. And if we add a smile, see what happens. And if we, as we allow, there's a softening and opening that naturally is already part of our experience, but we can go with it. We could go with serenity. We could go with rich, textured, vivid. Amazing. We could go with any of these. Melt into that. Dissolve. Expand. Everyone has already experienced it. There is nothing static. Our experience is quite dynamic. It undulates. And we can keep opening and then abide. And it in time it'll fluctuate, undulate. And simply open. And feel when it's contrived. That's distinct. It's distinct. As opposed to when it's just soft, flowing, presence, the riches and qualities. Soft, flowing, abiding, presence. We take a long, slow, deep breath. And another. Take a long, slow, deep breath. And as we complete, it is in the full confidence that all we did was notice. We simply sat. We became aware. And everything we experienced was already present. We simply were not distracted. We were present. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. Just as we sat in this simplicity, in the simplicity of what we did, the technique, the self-recollectedness, in this simplicity, create your day. And that will be of great benefit to you and to all manner of beings. Love you. Do create your day.